Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition, which is very impromptu. We never know from Sunday to Sunday if we're going to be broadcasting, but we are here. So it's the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I want to remind everybody we're using ordinary playing cards. So the distinction should be made. This is not tarot. We're not doing oracle card readings or any of the other systems that are out there, which I know there are quite a few. And they all are wonderful in their own right, but I haven't studied any. So I wanted to keep my method that I learned from my grandmother, wanted to keep it completely pure so that other philosophies didn't somehow, you know, sneak in there. And I'm also going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers because I prefer it that way. Gives me a chance to basically kind of see how things are going for you as you travel from the past to the present and as you are going to be creating your own reality in the future. I love that. And it is so true that when you can perceive the direction you're going in, through the cards, you can make changes using the important tools of choice and change. In the meantime, you can literally improve that future before you've got there. And in the same vein, you don't like what you see, hit the delete key. You can always start recreating something new. So I want to now bring our, whatever he is, he's a giant, what are you, jack of all trades, master of many?
Nothing. No, jack of all trades, master of nothing.
Well, I wasn't going to say that to you.
What's that's the phrase.
Well, to me, you are a master of some things, yeah. I'll be good to him.
All right.
So anyway, here he is, Jimbo himself. Well, hello. Oh, we got lots of our...
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I want to remind all you folks out in all the platforms that are with us, if you're international, you should let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs. Like, we shall do so now to Terry Sue in the UK, and we have Sophia, who's in Sweden. So we got a couple of international folk right now, probably more to come. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying, you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. I try to test it every show. Everything's good. If you hear nothing, that's a problem. You've got to hang up and try again. There should be never be silence during our show. Also, international shout out to Virgil.
Virgil is back.
Facebookers, you know the deal, unless you're new, that we will... If we can turn our attention towards you folks, we will do that because we know that you international folks are not picking up a cell phone and calling us.
Yeah.
Because you don't have those kind of plans because you're not filthy rich. So what we'll do is when we can, we try to turn to you Facebook folks. We can't give you any promises when, where. You can't get on hold. All you can do is sit tight and wait for the moment to be announced. And when it is formally announced, we will be accepting Messenger out of your video calls to Deborah Lee. But that's when we formally announce it. Don't do it early. You have to hang up because we can't put you on hold. Doesn't work that way.
No,
no matter what everybody may be getting Facebook or phone, when you hear that sound, that's a very big sign that your free reading has been concluded. It has to come to an end. We have lots of folks. We never usually get them all. I mean, we rarely
No, but we try.
Because they just keep calling. It's not like if we had like a certain amount and then we whittle away. But when you whittle away, there's more to keep calling. So that's why moral of that story is when you hear the harp, please let it end. Please let it come to an end for the benefit of those that are waiting behind you. But before we move on to somebody behind you, we will give you a single card, and that single card shall be from a personal prophecy deck, but it'll be a virtual one on their off of I'm using her website. Get a single card for your reading. We'll read you the description. Since this is her area of expertise, she will elaborate more and more and even decipher the writing that I already read out. So it's going to work out better for you that way. You had something eager to say, so speak.
Oh, I was going to give the Russell Brand report. Things get more interesting, it seems, practically every minute. I read today, and these I read publications out of the UK as well as our own. And I find that there's even more, if not flash better, reporting and scandalizing from the UK, which we love that stuff here. We do. And Russell Brand, poor thing, he's now got 4 women claiming that he raped them, okay? And, of course, they're not identifying them, but he has been quite a, I don't know what you call it. What kind of word would you give him, Jim? What I've read that the women have
like
said,
a
well, because I would like to see what he would, Brand. What I've read are excerpts of letters and comments that women have made, and they said he doesn't observe the word no. Many of them tried really, you know, they if you say no, no means no, right?
That's
and
what
they
I always
tried,
heard.
But what, you're not going to be able to, you know, fend yourself from that brute. They all have said he's very strong, he's very persistent, and he's going to get what he wants. So. Anyway, I have a feeling as time goes by, we are going to hear that list get longer and longer. So I know he has a home out here in California. I wonder if he has like dual citizenship where he can, where will he be prosecuted? Eventually, it's going to come to that. But anyway, I wanted to share
that.
That's
where the crimes took place.
Well,
that's what that establishes jurisdiction. Where did they happen?
It sounds like they were both places. So,
well, then that's multiple things going on there.
Also, Katy Perry put out a very cryptic comment in a story from, I think it was called The International or something like that. She said, I always thought that I participated in our divorce. You know that man? He sent her a message on New Year's Eve of 2011, and he told her, I'm filing for divorce. She has never spoken a word to him since. I mean, he just went and sliced her right off. But she said she always felt somewhat responsible for the divorce herself, but then some things came to light, and she said, I cannot disclose them. I'm keeping them in my safe for a quote-unquote rainy day. So maybe it'll rain. Or maybe somebody will make it rain for Katy so we find out what that
or
is.
Or maybe she's just throwing something out there and she has nothing. We don't know.
That's true. She could be a really good poker player.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world.
Yeah, she says, I fobbed him off.
She's talking also to somebody else's comment.
Oh, about Zuckerberg.
But nothing to do with any of this. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
All right. Well, anyway, that's my little soapbox moment. And I have to tell you, these things go down, like with Dan Masterson and others. You know, you play in their way, you're going to pay. Of course, I wonder how women can go 10, 12, you know, 20 years, shouldn't there be some kind of a limitation on that?
Statute of limitations.
Yeah. I guess because it's a felony, it can go forever.
I don't know the rules on that. And I know that obviously it depends on the rules of the state or country the crime committed in also comes into play.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Mr. Law and Order. 917, you're the first caller from New York City.
Here we go, yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, Tina.
Welcome back, Tina.
Oh, yeah, wonderful to hear from you. How are you going? How are you doing?
How you go?
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear from you guys. Also, happy Sunday. Where's the other lady that used to be with you all?
I'm sorry? What'd you say? We didn't quite
where's
get
the,
your
line. Where's the other lady that used to read the card with you all also?
Where's who?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
Yes, I was asking about the other co-host.
You don't have to.
I lost all other means of communication. They were all failing.
I didn't quite get the word, okay.
Well, that's why I made sure you got it.
She has been on sabbatical, we'll say, but mainly very busy with her own startup business that I think is, from what I see in here, is thriving. So that's where she is.
Send her much love.
But we'll see if we can pull her out from behind her desk one of these days and get her on the show. All right.
Yes, just send her love. Send you all love. Thank you.
Nice. Well, what you got cooking?
Yeah.
Oh, just whatever spirit has for me. You're always so accurate. I just love to hear the great things that Sarah has for us. So whatever you have about the relationship, that's it.
Is this with the cop?
Yeah.
What
okay.
you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. Everybody knows that song.
We were so terrible, we laughed.
Now, isn't there another one that is in ministry like you are?
That one
yeah, but we've got some good ministry. I haven't been thinking about him like that. I'm just focusing on Tina.
That
okay.
ship is no longer on the horizon.
Yeah, so.
As far as that. As far as the love connection. The love boat is not sailing. So she's on one cruise right now. That's right.
Yeah.
With the top cop.
The top cop.
So tell me, how is it going? Are you too
great?
Yeah,
okay,
good.
That's awesome.
Glad to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what Spirit has. Yeah, whatever Spirit wants
cool.
me to know.
Hey, I got a question for Deb.
Yes.
Have you ever had somebody that's, when everything's going that great, that you just nothing in the cards to report?
Or they're afraid to get a reading. They don't want to see.
I'm
yeah.
As far as you.
Yeah.
Like if you lay the cards, they're like, everything was great. I don't know what to tell you. Or
well.
Something.
People,
which is a good thing. No one knows as good as. I'm just curious if that
yeah,
happens.
People that are living very happy lives, they do have boring cards.
That's what I was, okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. All right, there you go.
But that's rarely the case.
Well, sure, because people have other things going on in their life. And
there's always something.
And people in their life, and if they don't, somebody they know may have something going on, you know, that type of deal. I got you.
Yeah.
Word up on that. The world is a big, big place. Contrary to that, it's a small world after all. I'm stupid, so I'm good. All right, cards down.
Oh, he thinks the world of you. Okay, and he's like, oh, she likes that. She
long
likes,
time.
Yeah, and he seems to have quite a passionate physical nature, this guy. Not that I'm saying you've gotten that far, but if you have not, you've got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Okay. the only thing I see here is that he wishes that he could, I'm trying to think of a really good way to express this. He wishes that in a way your work was a little bit different because he worries that, all the hardships of others and, you know, you're going to be dealing with a lot of difficulties, the conflicts that people are facing, illness, et cetera. He's worried it's going to change you. And apparently, we know you better than he does. And I don't see that happening. He's just afraid that it's, you see what I mean? Like, it's going to take you over. And he would love for you to be all his, but he knows he's going to have to share you with your, in terms of your ministry. So I think he's a keeper. And here we go again. We've been talking the last couple of nights about how special the King of Hearts is as far as symbolizing a male. And the king and the jack are both very, they're very caring. They're compassionate. And I'll bet it comes through in his police work that he cares about the people in his, I don't know if it's called jurisdiction, locale, whatever the situation.
Yes, he does. He's like a minister. Yeah, he is.
That is the heartness of that suit. And he will always be a great caregiver for you. He'll be your number one fan, you know, and they don't require a whole lot in reciprocation, except, like I said, he's got a very sexy nature. And I think you get what I'm saying here.
Yes, and look, can I just ask, is my son going to go back to school? Because he took off the semester.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going this fall?
Yes, he took off the semester, and I don't like that.
Well, and he was off on the summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that can be addicting, that
Off. What's he got going? Is he working on a project, or?
He's working now, so he has his own little money. He just started about 3 weeks ago.
That taking off thing can be a very addictive. Remember when I was doing all that night school stuff, working full-time job doing night school? I decided to I'm going to take a little time off. I think I'll take some more time off. That becomes addictive.
And then you don't go
then
back.
Then you don't go back, and that's what she's worried about. So what do you see?
I see that this is a great relationship for you. I've known you for my gosh, Tina, I met you when I first started on the air. You know what? That was 7 years ago.
7 long years.
Wow.
No.
It flies when you're
you
having fun.
You guys are making me old. Stop that.
Father time.
No, we're getting, you're getting younger and younger. There's no time in the spirit.
So what do you got?
Well, I think that this could really turn into a beautiful marriage for you.
What about the son?
What son? The son?
The second question she asked about the son taking time off of school.
The son. No, he'll go back. He'll go back.
Okay.
I think he may be a little, what I'm picking up here is he's a little unsure of the academic path that he's taking, and they want to make changes.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. A lot of people have no clue what they want to do, so they take all the common classes.
But did he not like school? What was it that he didn't like about the semester?
I think it was his uncertainty, that he wanted more time to think about it. And, you know, if you are chasing, barking up the wrong tree, I think you'd want to change that. So he wants to take some time. He's not turning into a slug or anything like that. He's just wanted a little, and I do feel there may be a girl or a partner of some sort involved.
It's significant.
And what
does she do?
She does. And she wants to spend tons of time with him. And that could be, you know.
There's only so many hours in a day, and if you got work, and you got school, and you got chicks, sometimes something's better. And then you got to work sleep in there, too. No matter who you are, you got to somehow get that sleep thing going.
Well, in young love, you know how that is.
It's a burning hot flame, but sometimes that flame goes out quickly.
It's like an addiction.
Well, he's a youth pastor.
Okay.
All right. He's still a human.
So he probably was having some conflicts with that I don't know about, but they probably was putting pressure on him.
Well, you know, it's a different world.
Yeah,
it's a different world.
He's allowed to marry, right?
Yes.
Well, I think somebody has really caught his eye, and they are getting hot and heavy together.
So maybe he's, maybe he's exploring that little route a little bit. That
yeah, and maybe around Christmas there might be a special star in the sky.
The Immaculate Conception?
And three guys that will come walking.
Hey, as long as they come bearing gifts and treasures and gems, I don't need that little drummer boy banging his piece of crap drum. Give me those three wise men with all the treasures. I want to travel. Drummer boy, dude, go back when you can really drum. Get out of here.
So,
play a little toy drum.
Honey,
come
your
on,
life
man.
Looks really good. It really does. And like
thank
I told you, I do have quite a huge potential for the future. Mm-hmm.
Thank,
a great
you thank you. Thank
you. You have a great blessing on you and that man that you love.
Yes, thank you.
And here's your card. Now there was two questions, so Deb will have to jump in after I read this. Jack of
thank
clubs.
You.
Okay.
A young, medium-complected man who appears to have an industrious nature and sharp eye. Where goals are concerned, figures strongly in this matter. He, however, is not particularly interested in the dilemma at hand and would prefer to be left out of it. Bear this in mind as you make decisions regarding your immediate future.
If this is more about the young man
so
than
this is
about
more of their second
it's
question.
The son.
Okay.
It's the son.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. He okay. just wants to be able to, and here's, well, here's the thing I want to mention. Those that are depicted as a club, he is seen as the Jack of clubs. This is somebody where your policeman boyfriend is a heart, but he's a king. And that means that he's basically a wise old soul, we could say. And he,
yes, yes.
Yeah, where the son is still, he's still learning the ropes. You know, he's still young in spirit. And him as a club, that means that he has a different type of makeup in terms of personality and drive. I see him more involved as time goes by in a creative pursuit, maybe music, writing, art, that kind of thing.
A lot of exploration of the future.
Yeah, and that might be why he's taking a pause.
Well, and there's a pause is, as long as it's a real pause, not necessarily bad. Time
yeah, because I was trying to send him there with his mind. I was like, no, we finished over here. So he wouldn't leave. He would not go over to aunt's house. But I freed him now to enjoy my guy. He's 19.
Well,
this is my time.
I see smooth sailing ahead. Now, how old is that boy? Isn't he like
19?
Yeah, see.
No,
when they turn 19, they want to run their own lives. You know, we don't know anything. They know everything. And we have to very, very subtly try to guide them. Okay. But I
thank
good
you.
Good things are coming, though, from him.
No negative anything. So
no.
That's good. Your cards are great.
You know, and if he's going to follow into a musical type
music path,
hey, he could do some very nice religious, spiritual, you know, divine type of music if he goes
thank
that.
Thank you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you all so much for the insight.
Welcome. So good to hear from you.
So good for you, for your blessing to you and your family and children as well. Long life and love.
Yes. Yes,
we can't wait till you call again.
Yes.
Thank you all. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you too.
God bless you, Mary, gentlemen. All right, it's not Christmas
and
yet.
And while the ladies are all gathered around and they're talking
okay,
with Virgil.
Okay, ladies are gathered around.
I wanted to mention, Virgil is a heart also. He's the Jack of Hearts in readings.
Okay, that's great.
So what I was explaining and describing about her cop man, you know, the man that she is in love with who's a cop, Virgil shares many of those, if not all, of those traits.
That's your public service announcement for the day.
Yes.
All right, let's move on, Deb.
Yeah. Are you really?
Or not.
I wanted to ask here. Something's developing. Rachel, are you really having a guest come to Australia? to see you, or are you meeting halfway? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. You could have a full dance card there, Virgil. Yeah, all right. Shall we?
Just wait for you to finish here.
Well, I'd like to entertain them a little bit, too.
Well, Focus.
Bear in mind, ladies, I think he's quite a flirt. Okay.
Any last-minute other things to throw out to the Facebookers?
I'm thinking, but I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's good that you don't think so. All right, anyway, 252, Deb. North Carolina, right down south. 252. Velcoman.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
This would be
who
Jessica.
Jessica?
Indeed.
Yeah, I was trying to call last time, but by the time I got to the list, I was probably right at the right tip to bottom, so I didn't get it. So.
You don't know. That's why you almost have to be early to be safe. But you got you now. Yeah, at last.
I have a guy friend named Quentin, and I met him a long time ago, but we have recently, I feel like he's a new love interest.
All right. Quentin, right?
Quentin, yes.
I like that. All right. So you want to see what's going to develop here.
Yeah, and yes. Now what has developed up to this point is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just I bumped into them at the shopping store and that's it? Or is there some kind of thing starting already?
I feel like he's got interest in me. I mean, I know he's attracted to me. I know he's attracted to me.
Does he communicate with
you? Is
this
somebody you run into all the time, you work with, you see a lot of neighbor, or is this somebody?
No. This is somebody that actually works within the school system.
Okay, so it's not somebody you would see on a daily basis. Okay.
No, we'll not be seen on a daily basis. Nope.
All right.
Unless I have.
Sometimes that happens a lot. Sometimes you work at a job and either you're new or somebody else is new, and you're like, whoa, looky. That's
a spark.
But
wait,
I've known him. I've known him for about 4 years, 5 years almost now. So
really interesting that.
It's only happening now.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Is it because you'd known, but it was super casual, not, you know, what I'm talking about, knowing? Or how did you guys really know each other well?
Well, he's a principal.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I guess you know enough.
That's
at least,
not
yeah.
too shabby.
All right, Deb, cards are down.
You know, here's something. I'm glad you mentioned that you said he's a principal. He is a man that enjoys order and control. And he likes his women to be a little on the submissive side.
Mm.
Something you may want to, you know, hey, you know, pleasing your man is not necessarily submissive.
Yeah, right. But it depends on what level that is. But, you know, only one way to find out, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only negative I can see. I really think that he would enjoy spending time with you.
Do you see them, do you see that happening, or is that not clear?
Well,
them coming together.
Right now, somebody's going to have to make a move.
Okay, so it's not in the cards yet. Them actually being, you don't see, oh, here you are together doing all this, you don't see that yet, because nobody's.
The potential is here.
All right, I'm just curious.
But you may want to, you know, make the first move, Jessica. You guys have known each other for a long time.
4+ years?
Yeah. So, also, I want to mention to you, because I know you would appreciate this, you have some money coming to you.
Dinero.
It's really going to make you happy.
Money makes people happy when it comes, not when it leaves.
Well, especially when you don't have a lot.
Well,
I
always say no such thing as too much when it comes to money. So.
See, I mean, I like this guy. I really do. I like this guy. But I know, like you were saying about the women deal. So that was one of the things. And I'm also curious about if he's still in another relationship.
In another.
Do you see him still?
No.
Having some kind of a relationship with another.
Well, he's a free agent.
Yes.
And he may know women here and there, but I'm not seeing that is any kind of...
You haven't seen anything serious.
No.
That he's involved with. You don't see
like
that.
Like a marriage, a married man. Like.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate serious. But like, but just somebody could be in a long-term relationship or a serious committed relationship. Say, you and I are officially boyfriend and we're not going to cheat on each other. That's enough to matter.
I feel like he was going to make a move with me when I saw him at the open house. But I had a man with me that I couldn't really go straightly to him with this man there. What I should have done was left him there and then go talk to him and find out what he wanted.
That would not have been very good for him.
If it was meant to go that way.
It was bad timing. It was bad timing for him.
And it happens. It's bad timing,
But I think you could actually give him a call and say, hey, it was great seeing you. Hey, why don't we go and have a coffee sometime? Something like that.
When you're feeling like getting really forward.
Not forward.
That's forward.
Really?
Do you have his personal number or you just have his number where he works, school?
The school. I don't have a personal number.
You're forward. You call the principal in his office and say, hey, let's go frickin' do shots of tequila, buddy.
Do you have a child in the school, right?
Well,
that's the issue. That's part of the issue.
What you need is a reason to call, and what you call is to confirm what holidays school will be observing in October, or, gee, I'm kind of fuzzy on when Thanksgiving's going to be. Could you have a reason for calling? Mm-hmm. And Jim is, like, smirking.
Smirking because that's like asking the President of the United States, a stupid, silly question that a million other people that work for him could answer.
But she just met him and wants to say, hey, it was great seeing you.
Well, she hasn't just met him. They have an interest spark. They know each other for 4 years.
All right, well.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I know what you're saying. I just don't know if that's the good excuse example.
That's what I would do.
But come up with a better excuse than that.
Well, what?
No, maybe it could be some academics or you're concerned about your child struggling or not struggling or... Hey, what's going on? Think of something a little creative outside
the box. But this can develop into something really good.
Or just roll in there, man. Just roll those out and say, yo, baby, let's go have a lunch.
And I think that you could actually enjoy playing a bit of a submissive role.
Mm.
You know, that can be very erotic.
Alrighty then.
Okay. So kind of chew on that a little bit.
So to speak.
Yeah. I mean, it might be fun to, not right off the bat.
Well, of course not. That would be very, whoa. That'd be very porn movie-like.
Well, no, but she might have a time when it might be really fun when he's undressing her and being powerful about it.
You didn't just put the cart before.
She saw you see what I was visiting. You see what I was visiting myself doing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Everybody, if you fantasize something, you are actually using the law of attraction. And you are manifesting that through a fantasy. And watch that doggone thing come true.
Doggone.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I had manifested him. I have thought about that over the last couple of years. I had manifested him without even knowing it.
Well, that's wonderful.
2 years? You did 2 years of
manifesting? It's so funny. And what also was funny is that I was sitting here saying to myself, like a couple months ago, tired of dating people in the 1950s. So I said to myself, I need to go down a little bit. And the date I was getting, it was 1970. And he was born in 1970. So
you were, have you ever thought of like walking through an old folks home at all?
For what?
Who? No.
No.
She was dating people in the 50s, Deb.
Oh, what that
my
was?
My baby daddy was born in 1950.
They're 60-some years old,
well,
right?
Maybe she likes older men.
That's why I threw that little thing out there, you know.
But I got to have a man that's working. I got to have a partner that's working. I can't have a partner that's retired. That doesn't do good for me.
Okay, so now you've got to set the standard of which you will entertain. This guy's got a job. He's obviously not, you know, over 65. He's probably quite young. I think he's very interested in you. I'm just giving you the skinny on him that he likes his women a bit on the submissive side. Some men do.
What does that mean?
Okay. Now that would mean.
Oh well, go you tell it, Deb. You don't want me to tell it.
Why? What are you gonna say?
I'm gonna say like that dumb chick in the 50 Shades of Grey. She signed the contract to do whatever the hell he said.
And why do you think women love that movie? They love it because they're not getting any of that at their, you know, in their lives.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm mesmerized.
Roger that. Okay. All right.
I'm just saying he wants to. Oh boy, I wish somebody out there in Facebook land would help me out. How to describe the word submissive? Not saying subservient. That is something different.
Well, it's very, very, very close. Submissive means you're basically not going to play a lead role in anything. You're going to be the person that takes the orders. You are.
Or she's going
to
say,
well, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind taking orders, to be honest, but that's just me.
Daddy, I've been a bad girl. I need a spanking, Daddy. I'm naughty. And that would be submissive.
But you know what? Put on your negligee and go change my goddamn oil. There you go. That's perfect. Oh, while you're out there, rotate the tires too, Tootsie Pop.
You only like our bodies. I don't think you like us, who we are inside and not there, inside here.
Well, the problem is you guys are brainwashed from day one.
But as what?
Well, the first thing you get read when you're a little kid is Cinderella. Cinderella and the evil stepsisters. Then you play with Barbies and frickin'
baby dolls,
ovens and
but
Barbie dolls.
But you
start watching the Lifetime Network, and then the whole world goes to hell when you guys start watching the Lifetime Network. Then it's all over.
Deborah.
Yes.
It's all over.
But it's recently that I started to say he's been very attracted to me. That's the only reason why I was asking questions regarding to her. Because, like, I know in the past, like a year ago, I did tell him, did mention to him that I did like him. And since he didn't go for it, I figured that, you know, he wasn't interested.
Well, he might have been.
With somebody else at the time. Yeah.
And he didn't want to play both sides of the street.
So that's nothing wrong.
I think that shows him as being a good man.
It shows that, yes, that is very responsible.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't me.
Then he came around this year, so I'm thinking maybe he didn't forget about me. You know, I didn't get forgotten.
What I see right here at this juncture is that he would be very happy to get an invitation from you. You wait for him. You may have a long wait. All right, give it.
There we go. Stand by. And now we talked about a lot of stuff, so Deb's going to have to intercede after I read this. It is the Six of Hearts, Deb.
Oh, that's good.
She's already ready. What you seek faces a bright and beautiful road. Have faith in the path you are following as you take it. Potential is perceived to be very strong for events to occur as you hoped and dreamed they would. Do, however, refrain from rushing in too fast.
Yeah, so keep it classy. Keep it classy. You're going to call for some information or stop by school and for whatever. You're going to have to get creative.
And you know what? You got the schools have lots of events. I'm sure there'll be lots of opportunities. You don't even have to.
Well, I thought about going up there for the Candyman deal. I thought about taking the Candyman deal and go down and talk to him.
There's probably lots of events where she doesn't even have to, like,
probably be a Halloween something.
Probably some events where she doesn't even have to try to make the phone call. Just say, all right, I know this is coming up. I know where he's going to be. I'll bump into him and roll it from there.
Yes.
Or you can call, but just don't ask about the weather and stuff like that. You call and ask any other teacher first.
Yeah, I prefer not to call. I prefer to go see him in person.
Something more serious that a principal would be involved in. There's nothing wrong with calling the principal, making an excuse. Make it more principal-oriented.
Well, I've never hesitated in going after my man.
And you're right. Yeah. And the other thing is if you do call that principal and ask him a question that obviously anybody else could answer, then he knows what you called.
Sure. And that would be complimentary.
And maybe you want to do that, right?
Then you're punting. Yes. And then we'll see what he does with the ball.
So if you do say, well, I want to know about the school schedule and stuff, then he goes, well, she knows. She could have called somebody else.
And
she
might
me.
Find it very cute.
They might indeed. There's
I
that
feel
side of
the
coin.
Yeah.
Right. There's that. So I don't want to be unfair the entire way. Everything has two sides. And that is that could work out great depending on the person.
Exactly.
And you think it will.
And I think
she has the cards and I do not.
Do it one time, then no more. No more.
Well, because if he is that type of guy, he doesn't want to be pursued, right?
Exactly. But you could dangle a little something out there.
Yeah. You gotta put the hook in the water with a little lure, and then you gotta pull it back.
That's why I mentioned to him that I like him. I was trying to see what could bring out of it, but you know, like I said, he never got back with me, so I was figuring that he wasn't interested. So, and then this year he comes back around. He's looking kind of interested in me, so.
Well, do you say, now, do you have an event coming soon that you would?
I was
going
to go out there and take my daughter's Candyman back to the school. And
okay,
talk
well,
to them about
it, is that going
to
be like anytime, like really soon, right?
Yeah, I got
oh,
it in this week.
Plan. You could just happen to walk by the office and say, hey,
yeah,
cool, I was here, and hey, it's nice to see you, and then just keep on rolling, right?
Yes. But don't chase him.
No, I'm not going to chase him. I didn't plan on doing that. I didn't plan on doing that anyway.
The code words are, let him chase you until you catch him.
Just give that door a little kick.
Yep. All right. Jessica, thank you for calling us.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm glad you got through tonight. I know you said you've been on before, but you were a little bit late. Well, you made it tonight. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Right. So, thank you. Thank you, too.
You are so welcome, darling.
Neighbor to the south and not far south. Well, at least.
Good luck to you.
North Carolina isn't far south. Depends on where you live in North Carolina. It could be far away. But North Carolina is a hop, skip, and a jump away from here.
Okay, well, I wanted to mention
minutes
to everybody.
Away.
If it was truly meant to be and it was just a door that was going to open and stay open, it would be very clear cut in the reading. This wasn't so clear cut. Somebody needs to make a move. He may feel it's unethical for him as a principal to call the parents of one of their students.
And I would probably make a whole bunch of sense. That would make a lot of sense, especially if he's doing that gig for a while and he's not 10. And he's obviously not a principal. He goes, I can't call that chick. That would be oof.
But I think if she sees him
if
and
there's
says,
1%
the
chance that she's not going to like that, I could be out the door. Yep. But if she opens the door, then he'll be confident, right? Like you said.
Yeah.
Exactly what she's saying. I agree.
By punting, he's got the ball. Then we see what he does with it.
Truth that.
And if he does nothing, then that there's no, you know what I mean? No, like destiny.
Not,
there.
Or not meant to be, but then nothing bad also. Like that.
Yeah. But.
Or maybe there'll be a delay. And he might not jump on that right away, maybe.
He might not.
Might say, I got to think about this.
So
I'm still scared.
So you just want to plant a little seed. Why did you flinch? I wasn't going to hit you.
I thought you were going to grab a chest hair and yank it.
No.
Start plucking shit. That hurts. All right.
We don't have many, so we have to leave them
there. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what. I got more hair on my head, but that ain't saying much. But yeah. Are you ready, Freddie, for the next caller? You are.
I'm ready.
You have no choice. You have no choice because the next caller is area code 520. All right. Is the volume jacked?
Yeah.
Now it is.
All right. Speak to us.
Speak.
I will. Well, I had no problem sleeping last night, and I got up and I went out to the backyard. And he came out. I said hello to him when he came out. He said, "Come out and talk to me," and I did. And
oh,
we
went.
Make-
Wait. He invited you to come out and talk to him?
Yeah. He was very friendly. Also.
All right.
He was close to me, all chummy-wummy. And we were talking about this and that and that and this. And he was telling me how he was going to do such and such. And then, plans for the backyard. And then I was showing him some of my art supplies, and he said, "I'll help you with that." And then I had a day. I had this coffee social, actually, and
wow.
I wanted to get do that, and I hadn't showered yet. So I simply said, you know, I didn't say I had a social to go to. I told him I have real estate, or not real estate, but work I have to do. And so he, and then I went inside, got ready. And then I drove past him, and I'm dressed up, and...
He
was walking on his walk, and I slowed down and I waved at him so he could definitely see that I was going somewhere all dressed up.
Oh,
and
nice.
So then and then I went to my coffee and I had a great time. And it was a different coffee. It wasn't the neighborhood coffee that I usually go to. It was somewhere different. I've been there once before, but I hadn't been back. And the guy that hosts it, I've known him for a while, distantly, and we know each other. And he was very accessible. And then there was another man that was very accessible, and another man. And there were women. So we all had good times. We all chatted, you know, and I felt like if I wanted to snare someone for a date, that was a possibility. But I thought, I don't know, I don't want to fall into any weird stuff because I'm trying to stay out of this weird thing. But, Deb, what do the cards say?
What
do the cards say? I'm busy banning a person. It's going quickly and fast. And they are gone.
I still plan to contact you tomorrow, Lisa.
I thought so when you were talking. Yeah, that's okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, that person is going right down the line, aren't they?
Well, they're gone now. I've been removed.
Rachel, too?
Yeah, it's one person. It's gone.
All right.
It is gone. There's a process that you have to do it properly.
I was raised on a buffalo ranch. I'm telling the Facebookers. Yes, I was. And they were not animals you wanted to play with.
You know, when you say that, everybody on the radio didn't hear what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you could have filled in and said the Facebookers are talking about being raised with livestock or on a farm.
I'm just saying, when you said that, it almost sounds like you have some kind of ADD Tourette's combination without the swearing. It's like, well, as I'm doing your reading, mercury is really good, but it's a bad chemical, and it's a bad ingredient. Well, actually, it's a compound, and they're banning a lot of stuff nowadays.
He's done a 180, Lisa. He's back in the game with you.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it is because, well, no, it isn't. Because his energy.
It's happened like 15 times.
Well, that's it. This is something they do.
And I think I'm underestimating, so don't think I'm exaggerating. I think it's underestimating.
Now,
Jimbo has an hibiscus.
I missed it. I'm what?
What is he?
Hibiscus.
What am I having?
What is that Chinese counter? Is it called a hibiscus? You know, the beads where you count.
I never knew the name of that stupid thing.
What is
the little thing with the
about?
Beads where you count the bead counter thing. You slide
that was
an
abacus.
That's what she was asking.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I didn't know that had a name. Well, I knew it had a name, but I never knew it. No, I don't count. But I don't want to come because I think it'd be a hell of a lot more than 15 times. But Deb.
I got to speak here now.
You speak?
About you two.
What?
Her and the guy.
Okay, you two, TW. I thought like you, comma two. I'm like, what did I do? Go ahead now.
No, I think what you've got set up here is more than on and off. And I'm trying to think of what the phrase would be. Maybe it'll come to me. But I wanted to mention to you that my Ukrainian grandparents that immigrated over here in the late 30s, that was an arranged marriage.
But you're a bull hunk.
What's a bull hunk?
Like Slavic more than you.
I got that too. Eastern Europe.
Well, the problem is those stupid-ass countries, those borders change so much, you just got to just say Eastern Europe nowadays.
Well, that's true.
Depends on how many hundreds of thousands of years ago you want to go back to say, I came from this country. Well, it wasn't that.
The point is that they hardly knew each other, but they fought like this. Like they would play, we knew that grandma and grandpa were going to play a board game. Oh, my God. Everybody ran for cover. Because they would stay mad for a week after they played a she was always accusing him of cheating. And she always thought, that he was cheating because they ran a boarding house and underneath was a tavern, a restaurant and tavern. And she thought, and I'll tell you, if you looked at Grandpa, he wasn't really anything to write home about. But she was convinced that he was cheating on her.
But there was a tavern down there.
Yeah.
Maybe if the chicks got drunk. He started looking good.
And they said the third line, it looks okay when you got it in your mouth after many drinks.
Right. No chick.
What?
She's talking about that. The no chick looks bad. She's got urine in her mouth. She thought maybe it's a reverse. Maybe no guy looks bad.
And the chicks are saying the same thing.
Yeah, it could be reversed. It absolutely could be.
What,
no guy looks bad.
Head crotch or
yeah.
What? Oh, God.
I guess because at the end, all you see is the eyeballs and his forehead, right? So, you know. I guess a nose, unless he's nose banging you or something. But we probably shouldn't go there.
Who does that? You must know something
about
it.
Well, Dad, maybe you'll have a caller that fesses up.
What happened? I'm just throwing shit out there.
Nose banging people. Jim knows a lot about this.
Oh, isn't that funny? You just said Jim knows a lot about this.
Yeah, what were you?
What a fun
nose.
That's pretty funny. All right, go ahead, Deb. Back to Lisa.
Yeah.
No more noses and vaginas. They don't belong together.
Well, apparently they do because you know all about it.
Well, unless you're doing a sniff test.
How do you breathe?
unless you're doing a scratch and sniff, you know. You're right. The nose is important. You must breathe. You got to either have the mouth, or, you know, unless you're like a fish and you got gills or some shit. But other than that, you know. Didn't they say that a woman wants a guy that breathes through his ears?
Yeah.
Isn't that the old joke? Yeah. But the woman breathes that he breathes through his ears, so he doesn't need a nose. Yeah. Yeah. That's actually very old, isn't it? I've heard that forever.
Wow. Well, okay. Be that as it may. He's back thinking about marrying you. He's back with love for you. Yes.
This is number 17,000. Yeah, he's back doing that again.
Here's one thing you guys do not know. When we women get together, we aren't just doing the old coffee clatch and talking about, knitting.
We talk about bananas and cucumbers and maybe eggs.
And lots of schnitzel.
And we strategize about what we're going to do to you guys.
And you make sure you have a goddamn Lifetime channel on in the background to make sure you don't lose your brainwash. Got to have Lifetime on in the background. Because there's always got to be some chick killing some bad guy, you know. Lifetime. Women are goddesses and men are evil on Lifetime. Every freaking show.
That guy comes out of Dateline that catches them red-handed.
Oh,
sir, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
The Dateline thing, the predator guy, yeah.
Well, it'd be like you telling your girlfriends, you know, I really wish that he would go down, but I don't know how to get him to do it. And your other friend might say, well, whipping cream could help. Get some whipping cream and start up high.
Hey, Jeff,
and
when you call me tomorrow, I told you this already, but I think you forgot because you deal with a million people. But I will tell you again what he told me tomorrow when we're on the phone privately. And that's what I told him when we were having words the other day. So he back to the real.
I can't wait to hear. I can't.
Oh, here goes another jet.
Great time at the coffee because it pulled me into an energy zone that I just feel so energized. I mean, this thing between us here. Anyway, so you're seeing it's back in the saddle again?
Yes, he wrote a heat.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Right over here, yeah. I was saying that he reached out to you. And, that put him back in the position of pursuing you. or he'd have just not bothered. Okay, when he said, let's sit down, how did he say, let's go outside and talk?
Yeah, I was doing stuff, and
what?
The kitchen door was open, and he came out, and I said, good morning, and I was in my living room, and then I was talking. He said, come on out here so I can hear you. And so then we were just talking, and he was telling me, why are you parking that way? And I asked him, why are you parking that way? And then we were just going back and forth, domestic conversation. He was making plans about the backyard, and then he was watering my plant, which he had ostracized when we had the big unraveling. It put it over on my dinky side where it's the executioner's platform. I kill all the plants.
God.
Why don't you do this to your plant? He said, I'm going to transplant it for you. Here, I'm watering it. I've been watering it. And so we're just back to talking the way we've always talked.
Well,
I'm sure that's going to last a lifetime.
And this was after he saw you all dressed up, right? Going
no.
It was before.
Before?
It was the same day. It was before.
I was dressed in my PJs. And then he said, why are you getting so fancy? Because I bought these shoes from Walmart that are like ballerina slippers to keep my foot warm. And he said, why are you getting so fancy? And he was handling my foot. And I said, oh, I got that from the free box. I wasn't going to tell him I got it from Walmart. Who the fuck cares? And so, and then I said, well, I got to get going. I have all this business stuff I have to do. I didn't want to say, oh, I'm going to a social affair, because that's where things start to get torpedoed. You know, if I'm not inviting him, I'm not going to invite him to any more of my social stuff. So I passed him afterwards, and I was all decked out in my stuff. Makeup and the whole thing. I slowed down as he was walking. I was walking, and I just gave him a big old paparazzi wave, like, hi, how are you doing? So he could see that I was on my way, and I had turned in front of him, go down the street. So there we go.
Well, I love it. And I see clearly this man has turned again. You know, this is very classic of readings, especially when you read for somebody often. You're going to see that another individual, when they turn away, like darkens everything in the reading, but it can just be temporary, you know, temporary. Many, many years ago, I wore a Rockette dancer costume, and I had a guy with me that we ran this kissing business. It literally was. They were called kissograms, and we would deliver them on behalf of loved ones or wives or girlfriends or boyfriends, etc. And him and I used to argue constantly, and the cards would go dark. Then he'd show up at the door with flowers to make up with me. You know, men a lot of times will do the making up right away, because you're going to have to make up eventually, and they would rather not go They would rather not go into the Cold War status.
You have to make up eventually.
You were one, too.
Jeff,
why do you have to make up eventually? You don't have to make up.
You know, to be perfectly honest, I just see this right now, to survive this situation. It's survival. My brother's going to come and visit. I told him to bring our niece with him, who's 17. We'll smuggle in the little tiny puppy that they got. We'll have hijinks times. We'll have a good time. And I told him that. I told my brothers come. I just can't, you know, I can't keep on the way I was doing it before. And we're not going to. He has his own car. I'm going to let him do his thing. I'm going to do my social events. I'm trying to, you know, I met a lady today with the coffee, and we were both saying that we like to go out to bars.
Sure.
And I said, well, have you ever looking for someone? And so she took my name and number, although I prefer going by myself because it's safe. It's fun. I have high times when I do.
You know,
the men were so lovely at the coffee. Oh, my God. They were so lovely. And they felt like easy pickings. And then I thought, man, I don't want to get my heart broke. I don't want to pick someone here. Like one of my girlfriends said, her picker is damaged. You know, when you pick a man, you get back into a damaged relationship, and I'm really kind of scared of that. I just want to have a good time. I just want to have a good time.
Well,
you women think about the thing, every little action too much.
I love it.
And you guys don't.
We don't.
No. But if your car is going haywire, you sit there and brood over it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, well, you know, look at the conversation you just talked about that they had about, well, if you pick it, damn, it's good. Jesus effing Christ. That's why prohibition never lasted. Because men and women could not live together while the guy being able to go to a bar and get some goddamn drinks. Get away from the insanity.
And
get away from the insane.
Hey,
just even if it's
Joe,
even if it's 20 minutes after work on the way home.
Joe,
that's
turn
good.
It up and give me a side of pussy. Where's the pussy?
That's right. The way she says that. Did you hear that, you guys? You said that was so cute.
Well, that is.
I
have not been to a bar like that. I want to go there.
Your granddad went down below.
Lots running all over.
There's lots to make the world go.
The bottom of hell. Tavern and said, hey, Joe, serve it up.
This woman, this earth would not be popular. It would be, we would, mankind would have
been on this
planet.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? I mean, you can even dial it back to, like, animals that don't think much. If the rabbits are making a lot of babies, that chick is not wholesome, and the guy's not wholesome. These are just, bam, the animal instincts. That rabbit's a slut. The male rabbit's a slut. They're both sluts. Sluts make they populate species. Sluts make the world go round, is what I'm saying.
And they also run with disease.
Well, you know, I was at sidebar, but
Jim has always told me that men will go with the easy female.
There you go.
They want the quality female.
If you get them both, then you just won the lottery.
But you know, what is it? Don't buy the milk if you have the cow. I mean, those things are in different forms, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different sayings that say that same basic concept.
Well, and in my clientele are a lot of younger women, and they will tell me, hey, I will sleep with him on the first date because I want to know what I'm getting, and if he's a lousy lay, he's out of here.
I want to know what disease he has, too.
Well, there's no way to know that. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do unless you agree to
it. You got to count on their honesty or take them to a doctor.
Yeah.
You're together.
Yes, and if you start talking about going to a doctor, no parties. The guy's not going to like that, and the chick's not going to like that. Somebody says, I think you should go to a doctor before we get together. And the guys are like, I will never talk to you again because you obviously think really very lowly of me.
No.
And the same if a guy said it to a chick, she would say that too.
So I guess you take your chances?
Well, like you said,
what?
First thing you do is you don't bang on the first date because then you'll never know. You get to know the person, and unless they're really good at hiding who they are, you can kind of tell if they're like, yeah, that's a player.
Everything is in the kiss. Everything.
No, this is a public service announcement brought to you by the Lifetime Network. Lifetime Network or Oprah Winfrey Network. There's a bunch of them out there, just like that. That's a public service announcement brought to you by one of these networks.
Now, Lisa, you've kissed him, right?
Let me think now. Not on the lips.
Oh, that means, if you have to fake them, that's
afraid.
A no. Nope.
That he kisses you. She's afraid?
I'm afraid. Of
what?
I'll tell you privately. Look, I don't want COVID, and I don't want...
So that's a no.
I don't want any tricky-dicky stuff either. You know,
tricky-dicky stuff. Very interesting.
I think you have to go with
that. I shall have to Google that.
Yes, you're going to have
to. You know what? We would have to get tests. We'd have to go to the county. I have a girlfriend that works there. She'll put us first in line.
Some of the tests can take a long time to come back.
Some of those tests, there are no symptoms.
That's right. Like, if if he has sausage-itis, I don't know if they can do a test on that.
And that's you?
Sausage-itis.
Yeah, in non-specific urinitis?
No, sausage-itis. That, when somebody says this party's a sausage fest, he's the first one there. I'm just saying. That's all. If he has that sausage-itis, there's no test a doctor can do to see that.
That's true. And what about these women that are pulling train? Isn't that what they call it?
Well, trains take many types of different carts. Women, men, maybe they put a goat in there. I don't fucking know.
Stick with the condoms.
You know what? There's only one wand allowed at the magic show. live by those words, my men. My male friends out there, do not know other than a wand in your magic show. Nothing good will come of that. Nothing good will come of having a wand at the magic show.
You might enjoy watching them.
Nothing good will come of allowing another wand at your magic show. Don't do it, male magician friends out there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Now, Virgil's a classy dude. He says he'll wait till the second day. But I remember you saying, Virgil, that you wait 2 hours. You said something like, I'll sit with her in the bar for 2 hours, and then we're going to go get cozy. And the pants come off.
Oh, 2 hours is not much time.
To get well.
Unless it's in your ugly old time.
Yeah, you don't go to the bar till like 10, 11 o'clock.
Well, I never did that. I'd go early. I'd get there at 7.
Go early.
I go there at 7 and 8. I had Superman liver. I didn't have to worry about getting work.
I was there at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well,
at the bar.
Well, she went
to set him up, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I still think, you know, that these coffee gatherings she's going to is some kind of hitman convention where all the assassins get together. I think they talk about their project, and maybe they look at their different sniper rifles or whatever it is, you know.
I actually came in late, and so I brought my tasty dandy. Hummus that I've been modifying. I love my hummus. Gosh, I love my hummus. And so I took it in. Everybody was sitting at a big, large table, and all this yummy stuff was in the middle of the table. And so then I went around and gave everyone a sample. One guy didn't know what it was, and I skipped him. And then everybody loved it. They had to keep the recipe. And so we just yacked it up, and then I'm a military brat, and usually I'll find someone. And I did today, someone that I've known for a while, he was in the same military installation that we were in, you know, overseas. So there was a lot to talk about.
All right, I noticed in two things that you spoke of I must ask about. First one, as you said, you were a military brat. I did not know that. Enlighten
us. I've said it before.
What service?
I never picked up on it. I guess I was retarded.
You know, what service?
Air Force.
Oh, and were you like a lifetime military brat, like your entire time growing up?
Let me think now. Well, until I was a teenager.
Then you went overseas, or he went overseas, and you got left behind, or somebody.
We were overseas a couple of different times.
There you go. Yeah, Air Force and Army. Your dad is going overseas. Yep. Okay. All right. And what was the second thing? Who was this guy that never even heard of hummus?
He was just this really nice, charming old man.
An old man never heard of hummus?
Well, everybody's different. And so the woman next to him was explaining what it was. And I was just trying to get
isn't it like ground up cheese, isn't it?
But everybody loved it.
That's good. Isn't it ground up chickpeas?
Yeah.
Not real crazy about them.
Well, but you have to. I bet she, if you just grind up chickpeas, everybody's going to vomit. But she must have done lots of good seasoning and flavoring.
Okay, this is what I do. I put it in the rice cooker for 2 hours, and then I blend it up with fresh garlic, fresh everything. Fresh. You can find the internet recipe. And then you just change it to your taste.
There you go.
Take a little cumin in it.
Guacamole. If you just have guacamole, by itself, it's really boring. But if a lot of people I know used
olive,
to make it to work,
and chive,
yeah, they would flavor
and
it up.
Cherry
and it was like,
tomatoes.
Whatever. It is true. It is true. Your basic things, guacamole, hummus, it can be boring if you don't do something with it. But she did something with it, so that's cool. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you add, if you go on the internet, you find recipes and they tell you how to make it. And that's what I do. The guy next door was, he made it for us first, and I thought, oh, God, this is bland. And so then, but he brings
the bland
one. Remember when I made my hummus? It was so good. And I said, yeah, it was really great. But now I'm making it. And you can freeze it. You put lemon juice in it, fresh lemon juice. I like the hummus. And you can eat it with sliced jicama, you know, so you don't have to necessarily eat it with crackers. Or you can eat it with celery. So it's all yummy.
I've never had a hummus that was not bland.
Yeah.
Because the only hummus I've ever had was a crappy buy at the store, and they don't put anything in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff. Can add stuff to that, too.
Nobody does.
You can add
every time I've gone to, like, food gatherings at work, they just pop that cover off and peel that wrapper back, and you're getting that plain hummus. I'm like, okay, that ain't all that.
Yeah.
All right.
You can put onions on it. You can put little chilies on it. You can add it. It's like a salad. You know, you just do whatever your taste is comfortable with. A little tiny olive oil.
All right.
What did you do that look for?
Because you were looking at me.
You were reaching for something. I was wondering what you were doing.
Well, this is weird. The reason is very weird. I find it very weird.
Was it weird?
I
didn't think it was a weird
reading.
Well,
you know,
I didn't think it was a weird reading. I thought it was.
No, I'm not saying your reading is weird. I'm just saying life is weird. This guy is weird.
Well, life
is
weird.
I
think that if life was not weird, we probably all would probably commit suicide eventually. And I'm not saying that. I don't want to make fun of anybody with depression.
Right.
But I'm just saying if life was so blah, blah. A lot of people wish for that are going through severe trauma and having tragedies, wish their life was blah. But if your life was blah the entire time you're alive, you're like, why am I here? You know, so these ups and downs, it's like yin and yang. The ups are great, downs suck, but, you know, it's kind of a balance thing.
Well, it also shows this is very, it literally displays how the cards are affected by emotion. How it works, I really have no clue.
It's like a mood ring. Remember the rings?
You're right. And I knew even when I had words the last time, I knew he still, he was, you know, I knew he in his, you know, his little weird self cared, you know, just by the stuff he was saying to me. But you know what? Your grandparents and me and the neighbor next door are probably twins.
That may be the fire between you that will be expressed in I hate you and I hate you too and door slamming or whatever, and then you go for the makeup sex and it sends you both into orbit.
But you're twins, so that's incest.
Makeup sex?
Well, I was too young to know, but I would think so. She puffed out a bunch of puppies. Yeah. Yeah. And, my God, it's so funny. She would tell my sister and I, she'd say, don't you let boys ever touch you. Boys are bad. She said, they're evil, and they want to do bad things to you. And I thought, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. You can never tell a child not to do something because it makes them want to do it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you got to figure another way around that. You got to come up with a better tactic. So, you can't do that. It's not going to work out for you, and you're just not allowed because it's, oh, my God. And they were like, oh, I got to go check that out.
Would go to change to, say, go to the on the beach or whatever, she'd make us face the wall to undress. And she would say, you don't let anybody see your, and this is the word for it, you're goozy.
You're goozy.
Yeah.
It's a goozy, but it's not a noozy. It's a goozy.
Yeah,
Susie.
it's not a doozy. It's a goozy.
Yeah, it almost sounds like what it would be. A goozy.
I don't know.
Like oozy.
Oh, oozy. I do not want any of the oozy. That sounds like it might need to go to a doctor.
Maybe it would just be the plasma.
Here we go. What is plasma, first of all?
I think that's the secretion down there.
I don't know. Or schmegma.
No. And what about the squirters?
Here we go. We're on the new train. The train is totally left. We're on a different track now. So.
Say it's not urine. What the hell is it?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
You bet you go on Google and say, what is a squirter? What is she squirting?
I was hoping you or Virgil could enlighten us.
I don't
or
squirt.
Any of the women.
I don't have a vagina that squirts.
You never experienced one?
Not freaking power spraying.
Power.
Usually you just have this
power
giant freaking
wet
spot thing that is not from the guy. Let's get more disgusting. Let's talk about poop. Let's throw poop in there. Let's add some more disgusting things. Oh, let's add poop and urine in there. Let's just totally make it all disgusting.
I don't think there's any place to poop. Mm-mm.
Then why do women like it up the poop chute?
I think they do it.
Maybe some do. Why do some ask for it?
Ride that donkey.
Yeah.
That's right.
I would.
Yeah. That's right. Why do they want to do it doggy style?
Men, because that's like being
dogs. Always blame the man. Women are pure angels. It's always the evil man.
Now, and Thelma and Louise, that's how their whole journey started, because that was not going down. And Thelma, which one was Thelma or which one was Louise who pulled the gun and shot the guy?
I don't know. I think Louise was the
shooter,
right? She wasn't the shooter, right?
I think so. I mean, I think
Thelma was the, what was that chick's name?
Thelma.
I forget.
And Louise.
Well,
Gina Davis.
Yeah.
She pulled the gun. And she said,
Gina Davis
going down.
Shooter, right?
And then that guy lost his wife.
I actually haven't seen that forever.
They met
I
in the car. They danced. They had some drinks. And out in the parking lot. Yeah, he was. But she didn't want to do it.
I don't remember which
no,
one. I don't remember who she
was. He was wanting to do it the way Jimbo was just talking about, and she did not want that. And he was doing it, and so what's your face took the gun and said, kapow. And she said, that ain't happening here, dude. I wonder how many women got angry watching that movie.
Probably a lot.
They probably feel vindicated. They stood up for
then
elderly committed suicide. So there's your happy ending.
And then she said, "Why do you guys have those flaps, those mud flaps on your truck, and the women are naked on there?" She says, "That ain't right." So she's going across the country and lecturing these guys.
you old naked in the mud flaps.
Okay, I think we have to put Blog Talk to bed.
Yes. Sorry, Blog Talkers, that we did not get to. It was an impromptu show.
Yes, it was.
Hold it together.
You really made me feel better. I mean, I can say it's weird and everything, but, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, for me it's like a little bit of a roller coaster ride that is, I don't know, I'm just going to have to keep my social life going and not tell anyone next door where it's happening. Just go.
He doesn't need to know about any of your assassin social media.
No.
He doesn't need to know anything about that stuff.
No.
If you guys discuss your projects and compare your weapons and stuff, he doesn't need to be part of that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. It's a new day.
I will call you tomorrow.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night. Sweet time.
Good night.
And a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true.
cool.